Food commentator Nancy Leeson's in London this week, where the spirit of technical difficulties has intervened to prevent her and KNKX's Dick Stein from chatting. We'll have a full report on Nancy's London trip in next week's Food for Thought. Meantime, here's an encore about the seasonal baked good, said to be what everyone gives and no one wants.
Well, Nance, for years, I've been hearing the story that there is, in fact, but one fruitcake in all the world, and it's just getting passed around from person to person, from year to year. But you're here to debunk that myth.
Absolutely, Stein. You know why? Because I made a fruitcake.
So you're the one.
From scratch.
From scratch, Stein. Wow.
Actually, I made two of them. This week is Mac's birthday, and I know I famously told you he's always begging for a birthday cake, and I'm not the cake type, and I don't bake them for him. He has this incredible memory, the secretary of his father's, who always made fruitcake when he was a kid. He longed for this stuff. He said it was boozy and dark and black, and it took months to prepare, and she used to use like a bottle of brandy on every fruitcake that she gave. I'm tired of him talking about this. I decided I would get on the stick, so to speak. I told him I'd make him a fruitcake. He scanned the internet and found something called a Trinidad black cake. It was from an old issue of Savory. Found this online and handed it to me and said, knock yourself out. So I did. The thing that this calls for a lot of dried currants and raisins and prunes. And
you make all that yourself too, or did you buy
it? No. Yeah, I grew it and I picked it. No, I went straight to a supermarket that I knew would have them all and found everything I needed, included some of that gross mixed candied citrus peel.
Are there spices in fruitcake too?
Yeah, there's cinnamon and grated nutmeg and fresh ground allspice. And there's something called mixed essence. I didn't even know what that is. That's a West Indian ingredient. I faked it. I used some maraschino cherry juice, citrus steeped in it that I had in the fridge.
So do you have canning machinery at home to put these fruitcakes in? Because it's no fun if it doesn't come out of a can, right?
Stein, you're awful. One of the things that it called for, though, was cherry brandy and dark rum, like equal amounts of both. Mm-hmm. Now, I had plenty of dark rum, and I couldn't find cherry brandy anywhere, but I did find cherry Chiaffa when I was not old enough to drink, and I would sneak it with my friends. I thought it was so delicious, and I haven't tasted any since then, and it is grotesque. Well, oddly enough, I saw another recipe that said if you can't find that, you can use Manischewitz Concord grape. I always wondered what you would use that for other than, you know, the obvious.
So how did it come up?
Well, we haven't eaten it yet, Stein, because it's still sitting there steeped in all the rum and the brandy with the fruit. But it looks gorgeous.
Do you have to age it?
You know, you can age it for many months. Put it in a cool place in a tin and then you unwrap it and put more booze on it as time progresses. But this particular recipe said you can pull this off in just a few days. And that's my plan this week.
Thanks to listener Tab for being confident that there are no two people better qualified to do a show on fruitcakes than Nancy and me. We'll have pictures of Nancy's fruitcake, plus the recipe that she used, plus video of Nancy herself pouring the rum over the fruitcake. It'll all be at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
The original fruitcake.
In the can. Leeson.
He's Dick.
We never eat fruitcake, for fruitcake has rum, and one little bite turns a man to a bum. Oh, can you imagine a sadder disgrace than a man in the gutter with crumbs on his face?
Stein!